At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show, where I'm joined here by my co-host, who's Alessio Rustani, independent market trader for leadingtrader.com. Got that right this time. And, well, basically right. And Federico Bentley, sales trader for Iondo. How are you today, Federico?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Right. I hope you're enjoying the heat.
So.
Has it put the clients off trading? Are they still frantically buying and selling?
No, it's still quite frantic, I think. August, obviously, is always quite a down month, but hopefully September things will pick up.
But you're still enjoying that renewed interest post-Brexit?
Exactly. I mean, it's still a lot of interest. People probably didn't think it would sort of rally as much, so I think a lot of surprise there. So that's definitely gathering more clients, which is definitely what we want.
Okay, great. All right. Well, let's have a look at the slides you brought in, which I thought were quite interesting.
Yeah, something different this week. So I think we're not going to be sort of going over the social trading, talking about our famous top traders, as you say. It's something a little bit different by looking more of a trading platform. So this is a sort of variable margin. So obviously, with our platform, most clients will be trading on leverage, but here you can actually choose how much leverage you trade on. So if you're looking to sort of maybe diversify your portfolio, maybe sort of hedge your positions with us, you can actually trade it sort of almost like a share, but using no margins. So obviously you're not getting the benefits of no voting rights. You don't actually own the underlying share, but you are trading it as a spread bet. So you're not paying any capital gains. So if you see here, this is just an example of an Apple position. So on the left, you can see here it's trading with leverage. So Apple has a 5% margin. So if you trade at £1 a point, equivalent of sort of 100 shares, you can see that the trade value is still, 10,826 at that price. And the margin requirement is slightly less. But on the right, you can see that you can just drag the margin all the way to 100%, meaning you're not actually trading it on leverage. So therefore, obviously, the trade value will be the same. You're still trading it as a spread bet. So as I said, no capital gains. And the main benefit you're getting is you're not paying those sort of financing costs. So when you are trading on leverage with all brokers, if you hold that position for maybe 6 weeks, 1 day, 2 days, whatever it is, you are paying financing costs. If you are using...
Sorry, here you are dealing for free?
Pretty much. I mean, the only cost is the spread.
Right.
That's all it is. You can hold it for a year, you can hold it for 6 months. The only cost is the spread.
All right.
So this is something that not enough people use, I don't think. If you have some shares with your bank, Hargreaves Lansdown, whoever it is, there's always a cost behind that. It could be £11 a trade plus the spread, whatever it is. There's always costs, broker fees, maybe performance fees, monthly fees. With us, it's just purely the spread.
Right. So here you're literally just you're trading what you see there. It's just the bid and offer, and that's it.
Exactly, and that's it.
So there's no 50p a day.
No, exactly. If you're trading with 100% margin, there's no rollover costs.
Do you have to have a bigger deposit?
Exactly. I mean, obviously, you see that the margin requirement is slightly larger, so it does need a slightly larger deposit. But if you are looking to hedge yourself, if you've got sort of 200 shares with Apple, whatever it is, it's sort of worth it purely because of the costs.
Right.
So something that not enough people use, because I think they're probably a little bit surprised, because when you're looking at sort of at a spread betting or a CFD broker, you don't really get that option. You look at all other brokers, they don't really have that option. IG might have sort of IG stockbrokers, but that's through a CFD. So, with a spread bet, you're not paying any capital gains, and you still are receiving dividends. With UK stocks, you're receiving 100% dividends. US stocks, it's 85% dividends.
Is it like a CFD then? Or is it just like owning the stock?
Well, you're not owning the stock. That's the only difference.
So it is a spread.
It is a spread bet. So you're not paying any capital gains.
It's a new type of concept.
It is a weird concept. That's why clients, they like the idea, but they can't get quite around it because they think it's too good to be true.
So you give it, and you actually should have a new name. It's not a CFD. It's not a spread bet. It's actually
It's coming under a spread bet, but it's still trading like a stock. So it's a bit of a weird concept.
I'd call it the Zach bet.
One thing I would say is I was speaking to a Goldman Sachs trader about a couple of years ago, and he said that it's a good idea, especially for newer traders, to trade CFDs as opposed to spread betting for one reason. Because if you do have capital gains to pay, let's say you're about to sell a house or an investment property or assets like shares, There'll be capital gains tax to pay.
Yeah.
So if you do trade CFDs and you make losses in CFDs,
you can offset them.
Offset them, exactly.
Yeah,
so it's a good idea to actually trade CFDs if you do have capital gains tax to pay at some point.
No, that's true. But you also see with CFD, there is a currency exchange. So obviously, if it's spread, but everything's done in pounds denominated. If you're trading Apple with the CFD, you know, the profit and loss is done in dollars. So, you know, there is a currency movement potentially.
Sure.
So that's why it sort of simplifies it, doing it through a spread bet.
Sure.
Innovation that you're doing.
And then here you just get the simple benefits, I guess. You know, dividends, 100% UK, 85% of the US. Obviously, you're still trading it as a share, but you're not getting the voting rights. But, you know, if you've got getting the dividends, that's sort of the main thing, especially if you're trading a stock like, you know, HSBC, who, you know, gives pretty good dividends. Financing fee, I guess it's a small amount, but, you know, if you do hold it over sort of a month, 2 months, it does add up. And that's sort of where some clients sort of see their costs and they don't really see where they're going. So it's simplified. And again, you know, it's a good way of hedging your positions. You know, a lot of people, if they're long gold, you know, they just want to protect their, you know, hedge their positions. They might go short with us just to see, negate any movement, I guess.
Okay.
And here, you know, obviously you were saying if, you know, if you're trading with leverage or no leverage, you need maybe a large deposit. So for client safety, what we've done, we've got new insurance protection, whereby usually every broker, you know, well not every broker, most brokers are covered up to 50,000 by the FSCS should anything happen to the broker. With us, we've taken out an additional insurance policy whereby each client, each of Yondo clients covered up to £500,000. So should anything happen to a Yondo as a company, you're covered up to that much. So January...
It's quite brilliant, actually. I mean, it's good, actually.
I think probably...
Basically, it's a high net worth person like myself.
Of course.
50 grand, I mean, that's nothing, isn't it?
It's nothing, exactly, especially if you're trading with no leverage. You know, 50 grand could be just 100 shares in one position. So with this, I think it's probably instigated last January.
There's no extra cost in that?
No, not at all. You know, there would be an extra cost if you want to sort of maybe amplify it to sort of a million, then there are some costs, but, you know, flat out, it's £500,000. So this can always be increased. You know,
I'll start off small
and go from there.
Okay, that's fantastic news as well.
Exactly.
New charting package is a subject close to my heart.
Yep, this is slightly different. So obviously with our trade hub, we've had a lot of clients asking for a new charting package. So it's been sort of...
looks to me like Ichimoku.
Indeed, yeah, exactly. So before, you could say slightly limited, but we had on offer. Now we've got, you know, over 150 indicators. So it's slightly more conclusive. So just showing that, you know, when clients do ask for things to be added, you know, we try and look out for them, and, you know, this is something that we've done. So it's definitely been anticipated a lot by a lot of our clients. So, you know, have a look.
Okay.
And then this is just a, you know, normal Tip TV bonus. I guess we had a summer bonus, but now this is slightly more towards the, if you're looking to trade variable margin, you know, we do have these bonuses that we give out not too often. Obviously, the bonuses aren't free money. Let's say you know, you had a 100,000 deposit, you know, we could give up to sort of 20%, meaning we would give an additional £20,000. The way it works is once you generate the spread of 2 times that bonus, so £40,000, that bonus becomes yours. So it becomes a bonus to your own cash that you can withdraw, you can do anything you want. There's no time frame. You know, a lot of brokers, ETX, they say to cover it in 90 days, and it's almost rushing you to trade, and it's not the right strategy. You know, you shouldn't be trading just to cover a bonus. So with our bonuses, they're pretty lenient, pretty transparent, and obviously it doesn't tie you down to anything.
Looking quite healthy. Aggressive way of trying to attract new business, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, check out the new charting tools.
Okay, Federico Bentley, sales trader for Ionda. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.